100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the story. Today's topic is pick a card, any card, and you all came up with a lot of great stories for it. So enough with my babbling and introing and hyping and ballyhooing. Let's hear the stories.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and here's my story. The postcards came from everywhere in the world. The director thought of finding pen pals for the residents of the home. Pick a card, any card. Everyone was thrilled. Everyone except Mr. Morris, whose card was the only one left. An unknown town in the middle of nowhere. I didn't get to pick, now I'm stuck with this. He waved the car in the air dismissively. Be grateful, Mr. Morris. Grateful, huh? When the police found the card Mr. Morris hadn't picked, shoved in the director's throat, Mr. Morris was long gone. That unknown town would now become quite famous. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of norvillejoe.com and of the YA Books podcast. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 749 with the prompt of, pick a card, any card. Well, here's my story. The supervillains remained hidden behind their car.
What are our options, Mom?
Bilbert asked. A gray-haired old man piped up.
We don't know what nuclear fission is capable of. Any action on our part is a wild card, so take a card.
Just then, Linoleum Amanda stood up and turned dizzily. She wandered directly to the supervillains and collapsed onto Benedict Arnold.
Linny!
Bilbert shouted, wanting to run to her aid.
She's under their power now.
The old man put his hand on Bilbert's arm.
Don't worry about it, son. She's a normal. We haven't lost anyone important.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Is Lady Luck smiling on you today? Go on, pick a card. Any card. And don't tell me what it is. Not that it really matters what card you're holding. You see, I'm the dealer, and the odds are firmly in my favor. How about we raise the stakes a little? Are you willing to bet your life on that hand you're holding? Now, let's see your cards. Impressive. But I still win. You see, not only was the deck loaded, but so is the pistol, pointing straight at you, that I had hidden underneath the card table.
Two Robbers, all you know here, with a story on the subject. Pick a card, any card. General Wei went disguised among the people. In a small town, a travelling circus had set up. A conjurer spread a pack of cards to the crowd, saying, "Pick a card, any card." General Wei took a card, and with it suddenly slashed open the face of the pickpocket behind him. He explained to the bystanders, "As a boy, my father told me, to see how the trick is done, watch his other hand." Pointing to the pickpocket, he said, "Behold this conjurer's other hand." Thereafter, travelling entertainers avoided the town, calling it Zhuling Shou, or "They Watch the Other Hand."
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story. It's called Magical. My wife took me out for a meal for my birthday. It didn't turn out quite as she'd expected. They had one of those wandering table magicians, harassing diners as they waited for their food. "Pick a card," he said, "any card." So I pulled out a business card from my wallet and slid it across the table. "No," he protested, "pick a card from the deck." I looked around. "We're not on a ship," I said. "Take a card from the ones I'm holding," he snarled through clenched teeth. "Or you'll do what?" I countered. That's when he punched me. Okie doke. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And if you've been watching the news, you'll see that the state of California is on fire. And I'm dead set in the middle of it. Well, at least I'm not burned yet. And tonight's story is called Pick a Card, Any Card. Funny, in lockdown, I created a trick called Seven Sevens. It starts with three people picking a card, any card. Show it around, then place it face down on the table. I, the magician, deal out seven cards in a row. On top of each card, deal six more. Have these three turn their back. I, the magician, moves the selected cards under pile 3, 4, and 5. The three turn towards the table. One collects the seven piles into one. I do an elimination deal till only six cards are left. I discard number 1, number 2, and number 6. The remaining cards are the selected. It really works. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Happy Sunday, people of Earth. DC Ricky T here, live from Fort Myers, Florida, with today's offering on the topic of pick a card, any card. Funny thing, business cards, always offered is something that might help you, but really, just a greedy businessman trying to line his pockets with your dough. Filthy, germ-ridden, bacteria-laden, disgusting carts. I say no thanks. Walk away. Every once in a while, though, they don't take no for an answer. They insist. Press the dirty thing into your hand. Ugh. Now it's personal. I keep those. Sealed in plastic, I hold them until the time is right. I select one and act. Sometimes a flat tire, broken window, or maybe a fire. Sometimes a bullet to the skull.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
I'll pay by credit. Pick a card, any card. Sure, there's different names on them, but they're all me, I swear. Okay, so they're not all me now. I'm me right now, but they're all my past and future lives. They just happen to all exist concurrently. I'm me right now, but I was Alice DeSantis before. And I'll be Jonathan Grimsby next, so I have every right to their money, well, my money, as they do. And they do have to mine, if I had any. I wonder if I'll keep getting karmically regenerated to learn not to steal.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of pick a card, any card. I hope you enjoyed the stories this week. If you had a little trouble hearing them, you can check the text at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. That's also where you'll find links to people's, well, whatever they link to, and an archive of 15 years of stories. And most importantly, the topic of the next 100-word stories weekly challenge. It's a pick two to celebrate the move of Shaunakee Library to its new home. Anyway, let's have ourselves a moment to just relax, enjoy, and remember, thank you for being a part of the weekly challenge. I'll see you all next week. Oh, right. Keep it brief.